Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Some years ago, a television interviewer was walking down the streets of Tokyo, Japan, at Christmas time. Much as in America, Christmas shopping is a very big commercial success in Japan. The interviewer stopped one young woman on the sidewalk and asked this question: "What is the meaning of Christmas?" Laughing, she responded, "I don't know. Is that the day that Jesus died?" Well, if you've read the Bible at all, or even heard the Christmas story, you know that Christmas is not about the day that Jesus died. On the contrary, I like to say Christmas is about the day that God came to town. When God came to town, historically speaking, there were many different responses to that news that God was coming to town. This week we'll take a look at the different responses of people to that very good news. In Matthew chapter 2, we find the response of a man by the name of Herod. Herod wasn't very happy when he heard that news, as we see in Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more." Herod's response to the news that God was coming to town was not favorable. The very idea that another king was coming on the scene threatened him tremendously. He feared that he would no longer be king, that his lordship would be usurped. You could say Herod was threatened that his lifestyle might be upset by the coming of this new king. Like many people today, the very idea of God coming on the scene of their lives strikes fear in their hearts. Very commonly, people resist receiving Christ into their life because they are afraid he will threaten their lifestyle. Much like Herod, they're afraid they will no longer be king. When God comes to town, when God comes into a person's life, he calls to them that he might become Lord and King of their life. Yet many people today want to be king. They want to be in charge. They want to be unencumbered by the lordship of a loving God. This fear of their lifestyle being threatened is very pervasive in society today. Just like King Herod, who sought to eliminate the competition by ordering the death of all the male children who were in Bethlehem and its vicinity, secular humanists today have sought to eliminate Christ from Christmas. Dave Barry, a newspaper writer, wrote an interesting article called Notes on Western Civilization in the Chicago Tribune magazine some years ago. He wrote these words, "To avoid offending anybody, the school dropped religion altogether and started singing about the weather. At my son's school, they now hold the winter program in February and sing increasingly non-memorable songs such as Winter Wonderland, Frosty the Snowman, and even this one, it's a real song, Susie Snowflake, all of which is pretty funny because we live in Miami. A visitor from another planet would assume that the children belong to the Church of Meteorology." Mr. Barry's tongue-in-cheek commentary points out the fact that people have been trying to eliminate Christ and Christmas from public life in the United States, so much so that many have gone to great lengths to do this. One lawyer filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court challenging the constitutionality of observing December 25th as a federal holiday, but the U.S. District Court judge ruled that Christmas is celebrated by non-Christians as well as Christians and threw the lawsuit out. Of course, the lawyer was set to appeal on the grounds that the judge did not treat the issue with the strict scrutiny it deserved. Much like King Herod, who sought to eliminate his competition to his kingship, many people have sought to remove any trace of Christ or Christian influence from their lives, lest there be any competition to self being king. What's your response to the news that God's coming to town? Just like the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago, that good news is still around. God is coming to town. Jesus is going to return. What will your response be at that time? Your decision will be made now, because if you wait until that day, it will be too late. Don't be like King Herod, who longed to eliminate the very idea of the Messiah coming on the scene. But instead, God's looking for people whose hearts are so open to the good news of God coming to town. When the shepherds on the hillside heard that news announced by angels, as unexpected as it was, they rejoiced. And they ran with excitement to embrace the fulfillment of the words of those angelic messengers. God's looking for an open heart. Will you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your King this Christmas season? He's calling to you. God bless you. Have a victorious new year. I want to wish you a very joyous Christmas season and a very prosperous 2003. If you are praying about where to give an end-of-the-year gift into the kingdom of God, please prayerfully consider a gift to Hidden with Christ Ministries. We broadcast the gospel throughout the United States as well as into Russia, Europe, Australia, the South Pacific, Africa, and in the coming year, Central and South America. Be a part of spreading the Word of God around the world by a gift to Hidden with Christ Ministries. Thank you. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.